The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Good Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Corey Peters of the Arizona Cardinals, Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, one of the leaders of the Cardinals in the locker room, tore his knee. He's going to be a free agent. We have a lot to get to with Corey Peters. What did he see from the sidelines that did not work out for the Cardinals? How far away are they? And all the stuff that Corey is doing that makes him a Walter Payton Man of the Year. That's a big deal. Calais Campbell won it last year. We've had Calais on the show through the years, and not a better person. And Corey in the same ilk, and has a lot that he's tied into here in the Valley. So Corey Peters will be with us. Jimmy Vaccaro will join us from Vegas. We hope to catch up with Jimmy, the wisest of the wise guy at South Point and Vissen on Super Bowl, the numbers, the lines. If you're going to go to Vegas, what's Vegas going to look like with Super Bowl in a pandemic and all that around Tampa Bay and Kansas City? So a lot of football to get to today. We're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. Jordan Spurgeon joins us. Chief executive, one line with a tie on today. I don't know what title I want to give you yet. Spurge came on board a couple months ago. He's jumping on the stream now with us. He is handling a lot of things at Arizona State. And why are you all dressed up? Like, you're putting me to shame here.
I mean, you've got the suit on. I've got that for later. No, I've got some anchoring auditions today at Cronkite for Cronkite News, so had to look a little fancy today.
You're auditioning?
Yeah, auditioning, yeah. Later this afternoon, so yeah. Got to feel the part early on.
For what? Get the mood. For what? Are you going to be like reading news? Are you going to be one of those guys? And now, Spurge with the news.
Yeah, trying to branch out and do some news. There's some sports segments they're adding to the news, so maybe one of those, so I kind of said everything, but it'd be cool to try some news and branch out from sports a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's try it out.
Are you following the news of the day? Are you too busy on what is going on with Reddit?
Yes.
What is going on with GameStop?
Yeah.
And what is going on with AMC today?
Yeah, so, this is the epitome of my generation. Just trying to, you know, take it back to the man, I guess, if that's what you want to go with. And it's a really strange phenomenon, but it doesn't really surprise me.
So I had GameStop. I had GameStop for the last few years. Yeah, well, here's the thing. So I'm sitting there over the weekend. I'm like, this is good. It's going to crash and burn. It's going to crash and burn at some point. It's like, okay, I'm up. I'm up now with my stock. And I'm going to walk away from the table. I'm going to walk away from the slot. Because at some point, everybody's going to be like, yeah, neener, 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 and they're just going to pull back. So Monday, I'm out. So I'm sitting here today going, okay, you're an idiot. You're just a fool. You let go of GameStop. But then, my friend, I put in for AMC. Because, look, I see that one as it's going to come back eventually. And I've got other stocks in my portfolio. But so I put in yesterday for quite a few shares. I get a rejection notice. Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Like, what? Am I not the right demo? Am I not the right? So yeah, the market is just crazy, and it's okay. Bed Bath & Beyond. Let's go make Bed Bath & Beyond multi-millionaires. Let's go. So I've been all caught up in this. And wow. Yeah, and GameStop, I'm looking at GameStop like, okay, people are always going to want to go get games. But then, well, why do I need to go to a brick and mortar place where I can just download the game? So what is the point? But there is something kind of cool about going into a game, isn't there? I mean, you play, right?
Yeah, I played a lot. There's something cool about going in. Usually, like in my case, they would know more than me, so they can explain some things to me.
Yeah,
and it's a cool experience that, you know, I don't think is going to fully go away ever. I know people can order things online or download on their consoles, but going to GameStop is something that's not going to go away.
Yeah. I mean, in your generation, I sound like old guy, get off my lawn here, but but no, it's serious. You know, we're about 4 years apart. So So, you know, you see things through a different lens. Yeah. And on campus, are you guys like trying to get in on this stuff? Do you guys talk about this stuff at all? Like, can you believe what's going on? Let's go throw some money in on this.
Yeah, I've had some conversations with people. And honestly, I think my age demographic is investing in stocks for the first time now because of this.
Yeah,
like people are actually like doing the research and getting into it. I've been looking for a while. I'm starting to be like, okay, here's what I should start looking at.
Maybe
I need to get on Reddit and start finding out the next latest thing. But yeah, I think it's super weird, and I think it's going to change a little bit, but it's cool to like have those conversations and get my generation into stocks a little bit. I think it's important. So it's been interesting.
And people are like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know that I'm going to run the big guys out of town. Like Reddit has been crazy here the last few days. You're doing the ASU game tonight? You going to go?
Yeah, I'll be at Desert Financial Arena for Pac-12 After Dark. So that'll be fun in the arena and shoot some stuff and take some photos. So it'll be cool. See if ASU can turn it around against Cal.
All right. The story in sports this week is GCU. Tomorrow night, GCU has New Mexico State. You know, I sat through the Suns game last night, and that was – dental surgery without having Novocaine.
Yeah.
They're not as bad. I mean, they were 7-1. Now they're 8-8. So just kind of coming along. But all right. Anything else in your wheelhouse before I kick you out of here?
No, I think that's it. I think Super Bowl coming up next week. I know there'll be a lot next week to dive into that. I've seen some of the numbers coming out on that. It seems like the Chiefs are favored everywhere. So it could be interesting. I know you'll talk about that with Vaccaro later. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Get out of here. Go kill your audition. See you, man.
All right.
There's Spurge, Jordan Spurgeon, part of our team here at Sports 360 AZ. Jared, we got to come up with a nickname for Spurge. You know, Jared's the Iron Man. Eric is still with, I just talked to Eric this morning. He's just working on some other projects now. He was senior executive vice president of nothing or everything, depending on the day. I might give Spurge like assistant to the assistant to the assistant. I think that'd be a good title. Here now is the assistant to the assistant to the assistant. Or the kid at Cronkite. I don't know. But I'm just telling you this. When Jordan Spurgeon hits it big, and he will hit it big, it's not many people I'd let come on this stream and screw around, but he's one because he's going to be killing it within no time at all. He can use these tapes and with his grandkids and laugh about it, or be here with his kids for 40 years. I don't know. Jimmy Vaccaro comes up on the other side. I'm going to get into some NFL stuff today because Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston because they're not committed to winning, but he wants to go to the Jets. Okay. And all right. And there's some other things. And then Corey Peters on a Thursday. I'm Brad Sussmad. All right, Super Bowl coming up. You've got to be in Vegas, or maybe not. What does Jimmy Vaccaro think with Vissen and South Point? It's a Super Bowl where you're in a pandemic. We'll get to the line in a minute. How are you guys going to handle Super Bowl, Jimmy? These fans in Arizona are wondering, do I go or do I stay?
Well, you ought to come here. First of all, can you believe it, my friend? 55 Super Bowls. We are getting old, but I remember the first one also. So, you know, getting back to a serious note, yes. Obviously, you know, there's plenty of rooms, and there should be plenty of rooms come next week. Although, I anticipate we'll probably do around 65% of room occupancy, which in today's world right now, that's pretty doggone good. Now, we heard that, California's opening up, Arizona's opening up, and our governor, Steve Sisolak, has obviously given the mandates now. So we'll have plenty of ballrooms because we can't have the 1,500 people in one ballroom. So we'll split them up to our five ballrooms. So, you know, please come. And if you need anything, you know, I can surely help as much as I would want to. First of all, because you guys in Arizona have been so kind to us. And my friend Brad has just, you know, told everybody how good it is coming here for an event. My friend, you can't even imagine what went on with Championship Weekend. You thought it was Super Bowl weekend then. And obviously we bailed out here real good with the two quarterbacks. So I look for a record, even though we're going through the pandemic. That's how strong I feel about this game.
Jimmy Vaccaro with the South Point. A couple of minutes with us on the Super Bowl. The line, the number as it sits today, the totals. Let's go through it, Jimmy.
Okay, my friend. Well, first of all, it's just been three and a half since we threw this thing up here. It seems like a lot of people naturally, if you want Kansas City, you're looking around for the -3. And if you're looking for the underdog, you're looking to take +3.5. So we've been going back and forth for the past 4 days, and it'll just get nothing but bigger and bigger. We took a fair bet yesterday right around 4 o'clock, got about 55,000 to win 50,000. He took the +3.5. Naturally, if you're going to bet this game for any type of serious money, you know, make sure you get the best price there is. But the other part of it is, you know, just come have a good time, bet your $50, bet a few props, and, you know, it'll make us forget about the misery we're going through, my friend.
So if somebody wants to put down 50K, Jimmy, on the Super Bowl, how does that work on your guys' end? Do they give you a heads up they're coming, or does it just they show up at the desk and that's that?
Yeah, well, they showed up. Naturally, if it's a huge bet, you know, something over like $100,000 to $200,000. Well, the people are getting more up to date on how to do this. They've been wiring the money to the cage of the place you're making the bet. Therefore, there's no muss and no fuss. It just comes there. We go over with the patron, pick up the money, come over with a marker, and we're out the door. So I suspect you'll see a lot of those in the next few days. But it's not as hectic as it once did because people are understanding how to do it with big money bets.
Jimmy, because you have two sexy quarterbacks for fans, Brady Mahomes, are you expecting an enormous handle on this game more than ever because it will have so much hype and interest with people that don't really watch football much?
No doubt about it, kid. We got the millennials rooting for their little cutie. That's Mahomes, and that's for the older guys like me and you. They'll be tipping in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I can't see nothing but a monster handle starting from next Thursday night. Nothing but a monster, my friend.
There's Jimmy Vaccaro at the South Point and Vincent in Vegas. Jimmy, as always, thanks for the time and the visit.
All right, buddy.
There's Jimmy Vaccaro. Now we're official. Yeah, I got 50K. I'm going to go put it on so-and-so. It just sounds fun right now in the midst of all of this. It sounds fun. What's the line Charles gave me? I've had Barkley on. The best time to have Charles on the show, in my humble opinion, is the day after the Super Bowl. And I've had Charles on many, many days after the Super Bowl. And the reason why is Charles comes in and he's tired. Charles has been at a lot of Super Bowl parties. And he comes in and usually he's lost more than he's won. It's the beauty of Charles. And I had him on one time and after, I forget which Super Bowl, but he came in, this was at Channel 3, he said, you look tired. He's like, yeah, it was a rough weekend. His voice is like this. And I said, so how did you do? He said, well, I, and he's looking around. He's like, I was up 700,000. No, I might have lost 800,000. And he's just kind of searching. And I'm laughing. I said, you know, and I got very serious. I said, you know, Charles, some people would say you have a gambling problem, you know, when you're talking like this, because we've talked through the years about gambling side. And he says, Brad, it's not a problem if you have the money to do it. It's like, well done. That is the right answer on that. You are correct, sir. So it's going to be a lot of fun next week because when you have a Mahomes and a Brady, it's not like you're sitting there looking at backups and trying to, you know, put together a story that just does not have that much interest. And where we are right now in the pandemic, I think for a day, most of our country is going to look around and say, you know what, I am going to pay attention to this even a little bit more. The Washington football team hired the first black full-time coach in the history of the NFL. Jennifer King, assistant running backs coach. There's going to come a point in time where we don't have to say the first. There was a point in time where there was a female basketball assistant coach with the San Antonio Spurs. There was a time where there was a referee in the NFL. There was a time, or an official in the NFL. There was a time where looking at a female in a man's world was an anomaly, and it still is to a point. And I will look forward to the day where it doesn't become a, is this good for sports? Is this something that we shouldn't accept? Rather than just saying, you know what? Okay, that's cool. You know, great. Someone else is now in that space. Having two daughters that are in their 20s, for them just to see how the world has changed before their eyes, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, another way to put it. All right, Corey Peters is on the other side. We'll talk with the Arizona Cardinal captain, and he's the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee from the Cardinals. He will find out if he wins the award the night before the Super Bowl. Corey Peters on the other side. Stay with us. All right, as promised, we're going to turn our attention to the Super Bowl. It's not just the game between the Bucs and the Chiefs. The night before the game, Corey Peters, who's joining us via Zoom, is the Arizona Cardinals Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Calais Campbell won it last year. Calais, of course, was here. We've done stuff with Calais for these. This is an enormous honor, and for Corey to be in that space, of course, one of the leaders on the Cardinals as a captain, was injured as the season progressed, but he's got something big that he's looking forward to. I want to have Corey come on. He's doing a lot in the community, want to get caught up with him on the injury, the game, and all that. And the Arizona Cardinal joins us. The Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee joins us for a couple of minutes. Long-winded open, but nonetheless, how are you?
Doing well. Still braving this pandemic, trying to stay safe as much as possible. As you said, I've been injured, so we're really picking it up with the rehab. So, you know, we're just trying to be smart just so we don't have any setbacks as far as the injury or COVID or anything else. But I'm feeling good. I've been enjoying a lot of football on TV. It's been a lot of great playoff games. And I'm excited for the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a good game.
Corey Peters with us for a couple of minutes. Walter Payton, Man of the Year nominee, representing the Arizona Cardinals. They will announce that the night before the Super Bowl. What does this mean to you to be in this type of category with the name of Walter Payton associated with you?
It's huge for me. Obviously, you know, you want to have as much success as you can on the field. But, one thing we've been doing since I've been in the NFL, even before, is just trying to find ways to give back in my way, to do things that I feel the community needs help with. Sometimes our programs are small, sometimes they're bigger. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoy getting out in the community and, you know, just being with the people, figuring out what they need and trying to lend assistance where I can. So being recognized for doing that, it's always a great honor, especially when you're a part of a great organization where you have so many good guys on the team, mm-hmm, that believe in giving back to the community, that, has foundations and goes out of their way to make sure they're making an impact as well. So, you know, that was even more of an honor for me.
Yeah, brick by brick is what I like to tell players when they come into the league, of starting their foundation, just do something, get involved. And you've done a lot. You have Corey Peters' playbook. You have a book club. You're just doing a lot with your foundation. Walk me through some of those initiatives, Corey.
So the book club, which has been, you know, probably our most consistent and long running program, we started that out at South Point High School in person, actually, a couple years ago. We've moved online since then because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing that for a while. We're on a break right now. We're going to pick back up hopefully in the next few weeks. And that's just a book club with high school students. We read a book. We've read 3 or 4 books up until this point, I think. And, we just discussed the topics of the book. Mm-hmm. And really, we just let the kids go where they want to go. Sometimes it gets to current events, the things that's going on in their schools. A lot of them go to different schools. So it's nice for them to be able to, you know, talk about their experience. We got a wide range of ages. So one thing that made me happy, we had some incoming freshmen on the book club, and some of the seniors and juniors provided advice for, you know, how to navigate the schools. Some of them were going to the same school, so kind of telling them, you know, this is where you need to hang out, and just advice like that. So I love to see stuff like that, and all of our programs are going to be surrounding children. My passion, you know, before football was I was going to school to be a teacher. And I think God saved me from that, because I don't know. I don't know if I could really spend a full day in a classroom and still have the love and you know, want to do it like I do now. But I have the utmost respect for teachers and what they go through, especially now with the challenges of the online system. So like I said, I'm just going to try to continue to support where I can in that field.
But the saying is, a changed life will change your life, right? So when you're pouring into people like that, what is the motivation when you look at, okay, I want to be involved in this, I want to be involved in that? I'm sure you have people that come to you and say, hey, there's this opportunity, or you want to be over here. How do you focus in on what you want to be involved in away from football?
I think it's a God thing. You know, the thing with South Point and that school system that I've been so heavily involved, you mentioned Calais earlier. Mm-hmm. Calais invited me over to that school when he was actually playing for the Cardinals still. And I went over, I met the kids, I met the teachers, and I just instantly felt attracted and connected. I felt like it was important that I be there, you know, and they needed so much help throughout my journey. It's been so many people, coaches, teachers, people at the church, that's just, you know, really helped me in a variety of ways. You know, take me to practice, bring me home from practice, you know, give me a couple of dollars here or there for, you know, something I may have needed. So when I really look back at my life and, you know, the steps that I've taken to become successful, I realized that, you know, it really would have been impossible without, you know, a handful of people that, you know, really provided instrumental support when I needed it.
That's well put. Corey Peters with us for a few minutes, the Arizona Cardinal Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. He will find out the night before the Super Bowl if he wins it, whether he does or doesn't. He's at this point, and that's just a tremendous honor in its own right. Let's shift our attention to you a bit and then to the game itself. So you injure the knee against the Bills. You're talking to someone who's had double knee replacement, a wife who's had 20 knee surgeries. So I get the whole sitting on the edge of the table, the therapist needing to make you cry. If you have a nice therapist, it's not the right therapist and they're coming back from knees. How has it all worked out for you?
This is my first knee. It's not my first major injury, but it's been a new process altogether. You know, luckily for me, going through it before, I think the hardest part of it is the mental part of it. You know, just trying to stay engaged and stay positive and taking your little victories where you can get them, because it is a slow process. You know, but it's coming along. You know, I'm working on it. The progress that I've made makes me feel confident that, you know, everything's going to continue to go smoothly. And hopefully, you know, when the season starts next year, I'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's the mental gymnastics, I like to say. Where you're saying, okay, today was not a good day. We didn't make much progress. And then there's other days where it's like, wow, okay, I feel like, you know, you just push right through it. And so when you're in that stage, in what, you're 3 months post now, 3 months mm-hmm. post-op?
Just
yeah.
about.
Yeah, yeah. And for an ACL, it's you're coming along just great. You finished up your 11th season, Corey, and you're a free agent now, and you have the injury. So I'm just curious on the business side of things. Do you expect to be back here with the Cardinals? Have you had dialogue yet? Where's that stand? Fans ask me, I'll ask you.
You know, I've definitely talked to the team. You know, I've let it be known that, you know, I like to be back here, but I also understand that, you know, it's a business. I think everybody was disappointed with the way that we finished the season, especially. I think we got off to a pretty good start and just didn't. And just kind of fizzled down the stretch. So I'm expecting, you know, everybody to be evaluated properly and, you know, maybe changes coming or, you know, whatever they decide. So I'm really in limbo as well. You know, like I said, I'd love to come back, but I understand the business side of things and, you know, whatever opportunities are out there for me, I'll be looking forward to them and open to, you know, to experiencing them.
Do you represent yourself? Do you leave it up to your agent on this?
No, I have an agent and we talk about it. And they, you know, they've talked, but you know, it's not like something is imminent. So,
right.
You know, like I said, I'm just focusing on my rehab and focusing on getting myself to a point where once free agency does begin mm-hmm. or teams want to get a look at me, that I'm at least in good enough condition or, you know, in a position where they can see what I will be when I am healthy.
Yeah, that's smart. Just leave it to the people to handle that. You take care of your business. What did you see in sitting after the Buffalo game to the end of the season that the team, as you said, started fast? What happened down the stretch? It's the question fans have been asking. What do you see? What did you see?
Well, you know, I think we have to grow. You know, we have to continue to grow. I think we have the bones, you know, the meat and potatoes of what we need to be successful. But, you know, I think it's going to take those sides to make a complete meal, honestly. Mm. Now, obviously, you know, this year we've dealt with our challenges with injuries and we missed some people with COVID and, you know, stuff like that, stuff that everybody deals with. You know, but I just think that we have to do a better job of playing winning football all around. And that goes from eliminating penalties. I know at one point we were the highest penalized team in the league. I'm not sure if we finished the season like that or what, but, you know, eliminating penalties, managing the clock better, playing more complementary football. You know, I think those types of things go a long way as far as putting a win or a loss in that column. I think that, you know, you could play a pretty good game and, you know, mismanage some things in the fourth quarter and end up on the losing side of things. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of everybody improving on those little things, being more disciplined, being better at situational football, and then just improving. We got a lot of young guys just continuing to improve. And I think we, you know, I'm interested to see what the Cardinals do in the draft, as well as free agency, you know, but I don't think we're far off from being a Super Bowl team.
It's interesting in that in this COVID era, we, in whether it's media or fans, see things on the outside. It's hard to paint a picture on the inside of how difficult this was. And I'm not using that as an excuse, but just for players to not know day-to-day routines being messed up, having to be quarantined, not quarantined, teammate there, teammate not. Have you ever been a part of something from a football side of things that was organized chaos? It looked like that on the outside in.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of football is learning to be uncomfortable and mm-hmm. learning that things don't always go the way you want. To answer your question, it makes me kind of think about like the combine in a sense, because, you know, when I think about it, obviously coming from college and going into the biggest job interview that you're ever going to have, all the nerves and energy that goes with that, you get there and there's hundreds of people pulling at you, want you to go do medical, want you to come do interviews, want you to, you know, take a drug test, want to, you know, everything. They just want to have an opportunity to speak with you.
Go to the board, diagram this, what's on the board, right? And so, this team's throwing different things at you, sure.
100%. So, you know, when you say organized chaos, that's what, you know, I'm sure it wasn't unorganized at all, but for the athletes, it's a lot of go here, go there, come here, you know, wait, hurry up and wait type thing.
Yeah.
This year has been, I think the biggest thing has been the camaraderie aspect. You know, previously, we spent a lot of time outside the building together, go out to dinner on Thursday night and watch the game, you know, just hang out, you know, but that type of thing was really limited as much as possible. You know, we weren't allowed to go out to restaurants or do anything like that, gathering large groups over a certain amount of people. So we eliminated a lot of that, as well as the space in the locker room, too. Just coming in after practice and being able to sit next to somebody and just, you know, just talk about whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been a little bit different because, you know, we've been distancing in the building. So in a way, I would say that's the biggest thing is just the drop in camaraderie and being able to, I mean, we still spend a lot of time together, but, you know, it was much different this year.
He's one of the captains of the Arizona Cardinals. He is a Walter Payton Man of the Year, Arizona Cardinal nominee. He will find out the night before the Super Bowl if he is the winner of it. Corey Peters with us for a couple of minutes. Before I get you out of here then, just quick thoughts, Super Bowl. What do you see? What do you like? Where as a defensive guy are you looking close at in this matchup?
Honestly, leading up to the playoffs and maybe in that first game that the Chiefs played, I thought they may be a little vulnerable, but, you know, I think they flexed their muscle against the Bills and showed, I mean, what we already know, but, you know, they're so explosive on offense and such a challenge to stop. I'm interested to see what the plan that Ty Bowles puts in place. You know, I know they've been playing a lot of man throughout the playoffs, and I'm interested to see how that will work. if they do that. But I think the Chiefs are going to be too much at the end of the day. But I know you don't bet against Brady. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. But I think if I'm going to have to make a pick, I think the Chiefs will be the pick.
Well, good stuff. You will not be at the Super Bowl, I'm guessing. You will find out virtually the night before.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And best of luck on that. Congratulations just to get this far and to be the recipient from the Cardinals end of things. And I appreciate all the time today, Corey. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
There's Corey Peters, and we're back with more after this timeout.